We say hello to the boys from Jaguars Thursday, JP Shadrick, Tony Baselli, Jeff Lagerman. What's up, fellas?
Oh, you know, just a week away, new TV partner. We got what, draft a week from now, the draft party. Schedules tonight. Yeah, all that's going on. Frank, what's up, man?
Here's what I'll tell you. Jeff, you there?
I'm here.
Jeff, you'll appreciate this story. We were telling Martineau earlier in the show, you know, now he's on the charter now. I mean, Martineau's going to be on the charter, okay?
And does he have to be?
Well, that's just it. He's going to get stuck in the – we've already told him a middle seat, okay? He's going to get a middle – we've already decided a middle seat. But
he requested a middle seat.
Yeah, well, we're going to make him have a middle seat. And we've already decided that. And then – and Ballou points out that the worst thing that could happen was not drawing a middle seat, but getting a seat next to Baselli, right?
Whoa. Yeah. Why is that?
Very true.
Well, I was going to say – right now, it wouldn't be that bad,
no,
Jeff.
When he had to do it, it was no good.
Well, because 3 years ago, it was Fat Baselli.
Yeah, now it's skinny
Baselli. Nothing was worse than getting on that thing with, because he's all big and fat and all those clothes and his arms are long.
Yeah.
Jeff, you know exactly what I'm talking about, right?
Oh, trust me.
No, because Jeff's just such a pleasure to sit by. My goodness.
Hey, Brent can come over and sit next to me anytime.
He's petite. Petite Jeff.
I'm slender.
We did a whole
petite
segment about sitting next to Fat Baselli. I thought that.
Yeah, that's outstanding. Thanks. I'm glad I could fill your miserable show with a segment.
Yeah.
It was either that or what's the best video game from the 80s we were going to talk about. I couldn't decide which one.
Old Rock Thursday or something.
Old Rock Thursday for sure.
Wait a minute. I heard, I can't remember if it was yesterday or the day before. You were talking about the big, all the different guys that travel on an airplane.
Yeah.
And the worst ones.
Guys. Yeah, the worst ones.
I was sitting there going, Frank, what are you doing, man?
It's the smelly guy is the worst one.
Yeah. we were talking about big bad guy. Who's the worst guy, Jeff?
The smelly guy.
Smelly guy by far.
Smelly guy with bad breath.
Oh.
Wants to talk to you.
Forget that. The bad BO guy, because you can't get away from it. And if he's in the middle seat and you're sitting next to him, that stank will rub off on you and it will be on you the next flight and for the rest until you get to the shower and wash your clothes. That's the worst guy.
That's even worse. I still can't stand big bad guy. Because big bad guy will spend 20 minutes trying to fit that thing in there, you know.
Yeah, see that.
Yeah, that's okay.
I don't mind that.
I'll tell you another one is
stinky breath and smelly
body
guy odor.
Is the worst. Mm-mm. Body odor. But I had one where it was me and then a couple, and the combined weight of the couple was close to 8 bills.
Oh, that would. So that was
right up your alley about a year ago.
About 1,200 pounds of folks, right?
No, because I'm at my skinny self.
Oh,
this is recently.
Skinny Baselli.
Okay, and well. I sat down, and the big-boned lady was next to me with a lot of it kind of overflowing to my area. And that was – she smelled good, though, so she didn't smell bad.
Positive.
That was a positive. She was very sweet, but there was a lot of stuff going on.
You're telling me there was a lot of territory covered in that that trip,
it
right?
It was that they might have needed to reseat some people to balance out the plane because that part of the plane was not balanced.
Well, and karma might say that skinny Baselli deserves to have to sit by that. Would you
say
that?
Oh, possibly. But you know what I was doing? Immediately looking around like in a frantic panic of trying to find another seat. And the flight attendant noticed my panicked face. And she's like, sir, there's a row back there with the empty middle seat. Do you want to sit there? I'm like, yes.
Carl Lewis couldn't have gotten to that seat quicker,
She's
right?
She's like, there's less leg room. I said, I don't care. There'll be less skin on me.
Oh, that's – fellas, who are they taking? Jeff, who's the first pick? Right now, who is it?
The Jaguars?
Mm.
Yep, who are they taking? Right
Fournette.
Now, you got to decide.
Fournette.
Fournette's first pick. Tony? Mm. Tony Fournette?
I'm not sure I'd pick him, but I think it's Leonard Fournette.
Mm. JP?
Yeah.
Guy?
Yeah, unanimous.
Yeah.
Baselli's giving himself some room. He's saying, I don't know if I'd pick him, but I think they're going to pick him.
I'd pick Myles Garrett. That's who I'd pick.
Well,
that's great.
There. Right. Okay, so there you go. All right, JP, what's coming up tonight?
I don't know. More airplane talk, I guess, right?
Yeah,
I
mean, airplane talk
rocks. Got us going. So we'll cover what happened this week, and then we'll do the annual Jaguars Thursday first round mock draft.
The worst segment of the year.
We're going to see how close we can get.
I'll be locked in. It is Jaguars Thursday, folks, and it starts right now.
Live from the HananiaAutos.com studio, this is Jaguars Thursday. Jaguars Thursday. JP Shadrick, Jeff Loggeman, and Tony Baselli bring you the latest Jaguars news and what's happening around the NFL. Jaguars Thursday is brought to you by Baptist Health, Ticket Exchange, and by Everbank.
Touchdown, Jacksonville!
Jaguars Thursday, driven with SunPass, begins right now.
Welcome in, Jaguars Thursday. JP Shadrick, Tony Baselli, Jeff Loggeman. Offseason program is here. The players officially reported for voluntary work on Monday. Heard from some players on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Four defensive players. A position change made official by one of those. We'll get to that.
Well, Baselli let the cat out of the bag.
Well, I called it. I called it a long time ago. And JP wanted to disagree with me, and I stood strong.
Oh, really? Is that how it worked?
Something like that, right, Jeff?
Is that how it worked? Yeah, yeah. Well, let's go back to December 22nd on this program.
Here we go. Take a listen.
He brought this sound out.
Obviously, Paul Posluszny still playing at a high level at the middle linebacker position, but a year, 2 years down the road, if you had to move him to the strong side in the situation
You're not going to move Paul Posluszny to the strong side. That's not his game. Yeah, it's not his game, and you don't take a player who is in double-digit years of service, 10 years, in the National Football League and move him.
Got it.
I mean, the only thing that you would do is you let him go somewhere else to play Mike linebacker again.
Okay.
But you would move
him. I was going to say the same thing. Yeah, you know. I agree with Jeff.
Okay.
What you do, if you're going to do that, JP, you let Paul Posluszny go.
We just got done meeting. They're going to have me learn Sam linebacker in the beginning and see how that goes. So it'll be a change, but they said that's what's going to be what's best for the team. So we're going to give it a shot. It's going to be the biggest challenge in my career.
From December 22nd to now, what changed, guys?
Well,
besides your factual,
besides us being wrong,
right?
You were not actually.
It's not a matter of, not of being year, right or wrong.
You said
it's
a year or two,
and it was a year really, or two. It was a
yeah,
year.
No, it
it's going to be a year.
4 months.
It's going to be a year.
So, anyways, get your facts
one
straight.
One season to the next.
It's not right or wrong. Jeff's right. I mean, it was our opinion that you would try to move Paul Posluszny before you move to Sam linebacker. They've decided not to. Paul Posluszny even said so, that it's going to be a huge challenge. He's never played Sam linebacker ever. He's never played outside linebacker. He's been an inside linebacker either in a 3-4 system or the middle linebacker in a 4-3 system his entire career. And that's different than playing Sam. If it wasn't, they'd all be called the same thing, and they're not. So, not that he can't do it. It'll be a challenge. I understand why they did it, because they want to be more – in today's NFL, you want to be as athletic as possible on third down in your sub package, which is 65 to 70% of the snaps in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
And Miles Jack does that. Miles Jack is – we've seen it. His ability to play in space is remarkable. Is he better than Paul Posluszny at doing that? That's to be seen. Is he more athletic than Paul Posluszny? Absolutely. Athleticism and ability don't always translate to being a great football player. Now, what we saw Miles Jack doing at UCLA and the limited reps we saw last year, it's pretty impressive what he does in space. So I think he'll be good at it.
Would you do it?
Would I go from Mike linebacker to Sam?
No. Well, I mean, first of all, the perspective of it is –
I could try.
As a coach,
yes.
Would you make the switch? Because, I mean, you're talking about a guy in Posluszny who
yes.
has played very well.
I would try to.
One of the best years of his career, right?
He did.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And this is not fair. This is not a fair world. I think you have to find a way to get Miles Jack on the field more.
I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't. I mean, until Posluszny shows that he is not an absolute tackling machine, I'd leave him at Mike. Now,
well, here's the thing.
When it comes to third down, I would have Miles Jack playing the mic.
That's what I was going to say. I don't know why you had to move from first and second down from Puz being as the Mike linebacker and having Miles Jack as your Sam, and then in third down he goes to the Mike linebacker position. And why can't you do that? I don't understand why. I would have investigated that move first
yep.
before I did anything else. And the other one, I would have looked at least. I'm not saying I'd do it, but I'd investigate. Are you better off with Paul Posluszny at Mike and Miles Jack
at week?
At Will?
What do you put Telvin?
I mean, look, I would not move Telvin.
I wouldn't either. I'm just right. I'm
he's saying, he's just too fast. He's got too much speed. He's comfortable. That's where he's played. You let him stay there. You know, Miles has a better ability to be a little bit more physical. I thought that Miles played very well when he was at the auto position last year. I mean, for me, especially when he is in the stack position where he's off the line of scrimmage, I think he's very good. And I think when he's on a tight end at the line of scrimmage, I don't think that's his best forte. But I would have a hard time taking Paul Posluszny and moving him to a new position. And what year is this for Paul?
It's the 11th.
11th year.
And you could tell when he spoke the other day that as the pro that he is, he's going to say the right thing.
Sure,
you can tell that he's not totally.
No, he's not happy with that.
About that.
Nor should he be happy.
Well,
I just don't
understand why you would. In first and second down, I still think Paul Posluszny is a better Mike linebacker than Miles Jack. I agree with. I want to get Miles Jack on the field.
Yeah.
And third down.
But I'm gonna find a different way to do it.
So, but I don't know why they have to be mutually exclusive. Why can't you do both? Why can't you have Puz on in the middle at first and second down and move Miles Jack to sub?
Yep. And then you've got
the best of both worlds.
You know, you got everybody out there. You still have, you know, Miles played Sam or Otto last year. He's got reps at that and continue to rep him as a nickel linebacker, as the nickel Mike linebacker. You know, so and I'm sure that Paul Posluszny will continue to get reps as the nickel Mike linebacker. Because, look, somebody's got to be a backup if Miles Jack is going to be a three-down linebacker. But, you know, look, I get it. I understand kind of what the goal is to try to get, you know, younger, faster, better space players by getting Miles Jack on the field. But
here's the thing, Tony said,
I think, you know, there's a way to accomplish that without taking Paul Posluszny, you know, out of that Mike linebacking position and taking him out of something that he's done for a decade.
Who looked faster on first and second down of getting to the ball?
Paul Posluszny. Right now, just because he's, you know,
his
mentally in tune.
When he wasn't in there, it's not this, nothing against Miles Jack, but Paul Posluszny, as far as the first and second linebacker last year, was as good. I mean, there wasn't a lot of flaws. And he closed ground and got there, and his angles and his recognition is as good as, you know, it's pretty dang good. I'm not saying as good as anybody. I'm sure there's, you know, Luke Kuechly's of the world that are, you know, better. But he was impressive last year, and I get the third down. I would have tried to do it last year if I'm the Jaguars. I thought, you know, especially once
– Late in the year, right?
Late in the year, sure. Get Miles Jack in third down, get him on the field.
Right about when I brought it up for the first time, and you changed your opinion two weeks later and then crushed me.
I would not have moved Paul Posluszny to Sam. I would have kept him at Mike on first and second down and move Miles Jack from
to
Sam
– on third.
To Mike on third down.
And I think the hard part,
because that's where you gain something.
If you're
potentially,
the hard part is, look, you know, you've played really well at that position, and really well at that position for this football team, and so to kind of be demoted without being quote unquote beaten out, that's not easy to take. You know, it's not easy to take, and when you're, you know, in your 11th year, to be asked to switch positions, you know, that's...
If you're Paul Posluszny, Jeff, do you ask to be released and say, let me go to another team that I can play Mike linebacker at?
No, I don't think you do that. But why not?
Why not?
That, I mean, if that would be the reaction, I think, of a lot of guys. But, you know, Paul's not that kind of a guy.
Well, that's where I have a problem, because I hear people say that, or fans might say that, you know, that's he's not that type of guy. What's wrong with that?
I don't think there would be anything wrong with that. I know you're not, but
I think some people hear that he's not that type of guy, like only bad guys do that. I think that is a viable professional path.
Absolutely.
If you're Paul Posluszny,
I would have no problem with it if he asked, if he did.
He said, I want to be released, because then if you're Paul Posluszny, I'll go to, I mean,
wherever
a team that's a contender for sure that needs a middle linebacker and go play first and second down for them.
Mm-hmm.
Toughest challenge of his career, he says, coming up.
Well, toughest challenge for a couple reasons. I mean, toughest challenge, one, is mentally. And, you know, then also the – when I say mentally, you know, dealing with, look, you're no longer a Mike linebacker, and it's not like this guy came in and he beat you out. But then on top of that, to learn a new style of football, because that's what it is. You know, to be playing 4 or 5 yards off the line of scrimmage, lined up on a guard, is way different than lining up on a tight end. Now, look, there is times where the Sam or Otto.
It's a Sam linebacker. There's no such thing as an Otto anymore.
Whatever.
Jeff, get it right.
That, you know, when they stack, you know, and they come off the line of scrimmage, and at times they can be, you know, at a back behind a tackle or a guard at that point. You know, then it's pretty similar. You know, it's playing ball. But the percentages to where when you're a Sam, to where you're off the line of scrimmage and you're reading and reacting and attacking downhill, it's the percentages aren't that high. So when he says it is a challenge, it's going to be a challenge in a lot of different ways, mentally, physically, you know. And look, you know, when you're talking about, you know, you're that's what you were.
You're it's a pride thing, too.
Sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I think the best thing you one of the things you said, Jeff, that really kind of, you know, makes you think twice. He had a great year last year.
Yeah.
He didn't get beat out, and he's not even given a chance to compete for the job. He's being told that this is the way we're going.
That's hard.
If you were going to take, let's say, the 15 guys who played consistently on defense last year, where would you rank – because Lesney's play as far as
– last year?
Yeah.
I'd put him at the top. Consistently, for the entire season.
I would probably – I'd have – there's three guys I'd put at the top. Four. There's four guys that consistently would rotate either 1, 2, 3, 4.
Mm-hmm.
Jalen, Malik, Posluszny, and Telvin Smith. Those are your four best defensive players last year.
Yeah, but I mean consistently
week in and week out, Pos was the kid – or not the kid, the guy who was 1-2 – or one or two. I mean, he was consistently played at a high level.
You can count on him every week to be the same guy.
Now you wake up before we even get put a pad on, and you're like, oh, you've been demoted. See ya.
Well, we've just found another off-season storyline to follow for sure. We're going to come back. And the annual Jaguars Thursday first-round mock draft.
It's great radio. I'm excited. I'm pumped.
You seem like
it. I got my mock here that I've already put together.
Oh, great.
And I'm ready to move forward.
We're going to wreck it. 37 days away from the countdown to Daly's Place. That's opening night. 37 days. Brought to you by the Florida Restaurant and Lodging Association and Visit Florida. Play local, eat local, stay and play. This is Jaguars Thursday on Jaguars.com and Jaguars Radio. Welcome back to Jaguars Thursday. JP Shatter, Jeff Lagerman, Tony Vaselli. If you're looking on Jaguars.com right now, you see the world's largest video boards with the official station announcement. Great. Action News announced today, the official stations, plural, of the Jaguars.
Brent Martineau, Dan Hicken. It'll be good to be
Hicken
back sitting alongside Brent Martineau for Jaguars All Access on Monday nights.
We have to deal with Hicken, though.
Get the back?
Yeah.
We don't need to get rid of Dan. Dan's a good dude.
I love Hicken.
In fact,
it's my guy.
I remember when I was doing preseason television, Dan Hicken was a play-by-play guy for a while. He did a really good job.
No, Dan is actually very talented. And yeah. Dan was my first.
I mean, he's carrying Jeff Prosser in the mornings.
Oh, well. And that's a heavy load.
Yeah.
That is a heavy load. Prosser is dead weight. But Hicken is my rookie year, I did the old station he was with. We did the Monday night the official Jaguar Monday night show with Dan Hicken, Tony Vaselli. Mm-hmm. It was not very good TV, but not because of me. Not because of Dan, because of me. But, yeah, so known Dan a long time, and Brent does a great job. They do a great job at Action 47, Fox 30, so it'll be great. Looking forward to it.
New programming and such coming up.
And I just saw on Twitter, Brian Sexton back in the booth for the
preseason games
with Mark Brunell.
Bruni? Is that his name?
Bruni.
So
I never heard him called that.
Yeah, only since 1995, but keep up, JP.
Yeah, I was in, seventh grade.
Sexton will have some work to do. Got to carry Brunell.
No, I think Mark is.
He does a good job.
Mark does a good job.
Hey, it's time. it's time.
What is this
for
song,
the annual?
This annoying song.
It's a loop of Mockingbird. The start of the Mockingbird.
Yeah, but you know where you can. You know where you really should have got this from, Joe, is from Dumb and Dumber, where. Right.
Well, we're about to get to that right now.
With
these two.
Jim Carrey, Carrey and Jeff Daniels.
Oh, wait. Are you trying to say that I'm part of it?
Hey,
JP. He's
all right,
over
here's
there.
How it works.
You're saying there's a chance.
There's a chance.
All right, we're going to give Tony Boselli the first pick, Logs the second pick. I'll get the third pick, and we'll rotate through the first round of the draft. This is going to be fantastic. So the Cleveland Browns are on the clock, Tony Boselli.
That's an easy one.
Who you got?
Boy, I might take – I'm thinking quarterback here possibly.
Mm.
Do they reach for Trubisky from North Carolina?
What was his name?
Trubisky.
The clock's ticking. You got 5 seconds left.
Name?
Four. Three.
I'm going to go with Myles Garrett.
Myles Garrett going to the Browns, according to Tony Boselli. The San Francisco 49ers, Jeff.
I'm going to take Solomon Thomas, local guy. Mm. You know, generally
like
little ticket sales.
I like that.
I mean, very productive player. I got some concerns about him, though. But I think that they're going to take him just because he has been so productive and he's going to play multiple positions for him.
Okay, there you have it. So Thomas to the 49ers. The Bears are on the clock, and as Bears GM, well, they need a quarterback. So Mitchell Trubisky is going to go third overall to the Chicago Bears and wreck a few boards out there. How about that? So the Jacksonville Jaguars are on the clock. Tony Boselli, pride of the Jags.
I got everything here. Right,
all right,
now
you get to pick whoever you want. You're the general manager.
I know.
Okay, it's not a matter of what you think they're going to do. It's what would you do?
So I pick them who I think they're going to pick, or what?
You got to pick who you would think. You're the GM.
You've dreamed of this moment, Tony.
You are Tom Coughlin for a day. You're on the phone right now with Mike Perkins in Philadelphia.
Jonathan Allen.
Jonathan Allen. Defensive lineman, Alabama, coming to the Jags at four.
He did just the spike.
Titans at five, Logs.
Because you wanted Leonard for that.
I did. And they're not. I mean, they're not going to take
Fournette
in Tennessee.
Because we're going to review this afterwards. Yeah. Put Leonard Fournette because that's who I think they're going to.
Well, wait a minute. Pick is in.
No, I changed it because I want to be right next Thursday.
You're terrible at this, Tony.
No,
the pick is in.
You're also terrible at being right.
It's terrible at being
right.
All right.
You put Fournette up there?
Yeah, put Fournette up
there. This is the worst ever. He's got to get the eraser out. Okay, Titans.
That's who I think we're going
to
pick.
Allen is available now for the Titans.
Yeah, and they're going to take him. I mean, they need somebody to pair with number 99 in the middle, and when they do get him, it's going to be certainly a pretty good pair to have to deal with. And he is a played defensive end at Alabama, JP.
He was all over the line, but yes.
He will not be a defensive end in the National Football League. Yeah. He's going to be a 3 and a 0 and a 1.
And he'll probably be pretty good at all those. The Jets are now on the clock. Come on now.
He does.
The rumors are crazy.
He was not overly impressive at the combine.
Didn't really need to do. Go to the tape, Tony. Watch the tape.
Don't mess with his roll tide now, Tony.
Jets on the clock at 6th overall, and they're going to go to Deshaun Watson, quarterback. Clemson.
Wow, look at two quarterbacks.
Early quarterbacks.
You went quarterback.
Well, different teams. Who's next? The Chargers. The Los Angeles Chargers at 7th overall.
They're going to go.
Tony.
That's an easy one.
They're going to go the best corner. I'm going to go with Lattimore.
Marshawn Lattimore.
Okay. Well, it's a Gus Bradley defense. Likes big corners. Yeah, there you go.
All right, who's up
the
next?
Panthers.
They need offensive line help, but there's no one that they're going to take that high.
I think that the Chargers would have taken Malik Hooker, since they didn't, the Carolina Panthers are going to take him.
Okay, Malik Hooker.
Well, they need safety help, but they also, with Verrett coming off the knee, I don't know. I'm going to go loud.
Malik Hooker, by the way, from watching him, the guy can cover an unbelievable amount of ground in the secondary.
Hmm.
And he's got great ball skills.
A lot of injuries, though.
Yes. And not a lot of playing time.
A
little question about him.
The Bengals are on the clock at number 9. And they're going to go defense here. And since Allen's gone and Reuben Foster failed a drug test. Taco Charlton, the defensive end from Michigan.
That's way high.
No. He's going to – they need that. They need that guy. They got to have him. Good player.
I don't see that.
Well, it just happened. Bills at 10. What do you got, Tony?
Oh, gosh. So the Bills need help everywhere. Reuben Foster is very intriguing. A lot of people say he is the best player in the entire draft. If you look at the production and everything else. I mean, really, really good. But the Bills have quarterback issues as well. You know, they got Tyrod done.
Okay.
But is that the long-term
JP's
answer?
Already thrown two quarterbacks up on the board, though.
No, it's early to get
digging deep in the barrel here, buddy.
Yeah, I'm going to go with – I'm going to say Reuben Foster.
Okay.
Really? The top 10 still, even with the drug test.
I think he's a great player.
Right. He might arguably be the best defensive player.
Yeah, best player in the draft.
If he had no issues, I mean, the guy is an absolute machine. He strikes. He does everything extremely well.
The New Orleans Saints are on the clock.
All right, look, they made a mistake in getting rid of their tight end, and they're going to replace the tight end that used to be there that's now in Seattle, and they're going to roll Tide with O.J. Howard.
There you have
who
it.
He is a wonderful player. And I will say that Nick Saban did not use him nearly enough.
No, that's true. There's no doubt about that. Played big in big games. The Browns are on the clock. He took O.J. Howard right there, Joe.
You had Taco Charlton taking
away. Don't worry about it. Early.
He's ranked 23rd overall player.
Where are we at? The Browns at 12.
Mm-hmm.
Hooker is gone. Jamal Adams is still available. So I think they're going to go with a safety from LSU. Jamal Adams is going to Cleveland. The Cardinals with the 13th pick, and then we'll take a break.
Cardinals.
Quarterback.
They need a quarterback.
I don't care if whoever was left, that the Mahomes kid at Texas
Mahomes,
Tech.
Yep.
Love him.
Yeah, that's who I think they're going to take.
I love the guy.
That's a Bruce Arian guy, big arm.
You should watch him.
He can sling it. He can sling it
in any shape, way, fashion you ask him to do it. He can sling it.
It's Patrick Mahone, right?
Yeah.
I think that's who they take out of Texas Tech.
There you have it. So Mahomes is heading to the Cardinals, Arizona Cardinals.
Can you spell that,
Joe? Mahomes. Mahomes. Let's do two more, and the Eagles at 14.
All right. Eagles at 14. I think they're going to give themselves an offensive weapon. Got an aging back. I think they're going to take Christian McCaffrey.
McCaffrey, the running back from Stanford. Good career at
I was kind of torn between him or Mike Williams, the wide receiver at Clemson, who, by the way, catches everything.
And ran pretty well, too.
Yeah. But I'll go McCaffrey there.
And the Indianapolis Colts with the 15th overall pick. You know, Andrew Luck's been banged up the last couple of years. He had the kidney issue.
What are you going to do, pick a backup?
We're going offensive lineman.
Oh.
Who are you going to take?
I am on a quarterback run right now. Ramczyk from Wisconsin.
Yeah, I think he.
What do you think?
I might have taken Forrest Lamp before him.
I would.
I think as a guard, because they need guard help. They got Anthony Costanza as left tackle. That's Ramczyk's position. But Ramczyk, I think, can play right tackle. And I'm trying to think who played right tackle. It was a revolt.
Yeah,
they had the rookie play out there a little bit. Yeah, he's not.
That's what happened. They had two rookies on the right side of the line at some point.
I probably would have taken Lamp, but Ramczyk's not a bad pick.
Let's do one more. This is the 16th overall pick. It's halfway home.
Well, you said
home.
That like five times.
I know, and I was the math in my head is not. I was told there would be no math. So the Baltimore Ravens at 16th overall, Tony, who you got?
The Baltimore Ravens need offensive weapons desperately. It was never, they had no one for – no one to throw the ball to. The running game's average. Mm-hmm. They have a lot of issues on offense. They're aging team. But I think they go running back with Dalvin Cook.
Oh, he's off the board finally. Wow, Dalvin
Cook. I'm sorry. Back up. I meant Mike Williams. Mike Williams.
That's twice.
No, I was going to say Dalvin Cook or Mike Williams, but they need the receiver more. They lost Steve Smith. They need the receiver.
And they drafted one last year in the first round. He didn't get on the field.
Right, but they need
– They need him.
They need Mike – they need something in that passing game, which I was going to. They also – I was going to say they need running game as well, Dalvin Cook. But the bigger need is Mike Williams.
Redskins will take Dalvin Cook next, I can tell you.
Okay, well, let's come back and get
well,
to
wait
that
Well, wait a minute. Why don't we do one more?
Well,
you just
no,
said
we're halfway
we're,
home.
We're done, and we like we got four extra
okay,
picks.
Well, and Dalvin, I picked like five different guys for each team. So
yeah, that's almost like pulling a Vikings or something, missing the
Dalvin
pick.
Cook to the Redskins.
Okay. That's coming up at 17.
Just because we can. That way we're halfway through the first round.
So Dalvin
we're
Cook
halfway plus one
is the 17th pick to the Washington Redskins. 1 week from tonight, the Bud Light 2017 Draft Show presented by PRI Productions at Everbank Field. 6 o'clock start. Register for free tickets at Jaguars.com/2017draft. We will wrap up the mock draft for 2017 when we return. It's Jaguars Thursday on Jaguars.com and Jaguars Radio. Mock Draft 2017 continues on Jaguars Thursday. J.P. Shadrick, Tony Boselli, Jeff Lagerman. We've made it through, 17 picks? So we've got to finish up here.
That would be correct.
So the 18th pick.
You are on the clock.
I'm on the clock. Tennessee Titans, exotic smash mouth offense. Mike Mularkey, they like to run the ball a little bit. Couple running backs there. Quarterback that can is a dual threat, but he needs a weapon on the outside to go deep and open up this offense a little bit. So the fastest man at the combine, John Ross, wide receiver from Washington, is heading to Nashville. How about
interesting
that
pick over Corey Davis, huh?
Yeah, Ross can
the
play
Western
man
Michigan kid.
Yeah, yeah. Buccaneers at 19, Tony.
Boy, it's a great question. I think they're going to be shocked if this guy's still on the board.
They're shocked because JP just threw it out of the loop. But
it's
go
what
ahead.
Happens. What happens sometimes?
I was gonna say Derek Barnett.
Yeah,
the pass rusher. I mean, he
from Tennessee.
He's better than Taco Charlton.
They're shocked because JP picked Taco Charlton earlier.
Wrecking everything.
If he's on the board, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers will pick
Taco all day.
Will pick a kid who doesn't blow you away with his numbers per se at the combine. They're good, not great, but
no. But his numbers at Tennessee, which he broke Reggie White's sack record at Tennessee, ought to explain it pretty well.
Yep, good player.
Broncos at 20, Logs.
Well, they that's need offensive line help, man, and the best offensive lineman is staring him right in the face, and that's Western Kentucky's left tackle, Forrest Lamp.
Yep, who will be a guard in the NFL.
He is a really good football player, really good. In fact, I think, in my opinion, he might be the third best offensive player in the draft.
Overall?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. I think he's going to be that good. He's really good.
Well, I know you have Fournette in front of him. Who's the other one? The
tight end from Roll Tide.
You know, some of the scouts actually feel like, as far as tight ends, David Njoku, or whatever his name
Njoku
is better than O.J. Howard.
Could be. I mean, I think he's got a little bit more measurables.
Yeah, they said he's going to be.
He's not as athletic. And one thing about O.J. Howard is he's got great balance. He's got power once he catches the ball, and he's got body size. So I think I wouldn't take. How do you say his name again?
Njoku.
Yes.
Njoku. Yeah, I wouldn't take him over O.J. Howard.
I'm not saying I would either. I'm just saying what some people are saying. I mean. What do I know?
Lions at 21 are on the clock now. We're going to go defense here in Detroit and Motown.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Need a linebacker. Hassan Reddick is coming to Motown from Temple, the linebacker.
Mm. He's twitchy now.
Twitchy.
He can move.
He's twitchy. He can – you know, he's kind of unique in that when he was in college at Temple, he was kind of an outside linebacker type, you know, rush the passer and all that. I mean, he's not going to do that in the NFL. I mean, he might be able to do that occasionally, but he's got to make his living, I think, as, you know, probably a weak side linebacker, and he's going to be a pretty good one.
The Miami Dolphins at 22, Tony.
Boy, the Miami Dolphins, if you watch them, which I did some games last year of theirs, they were injured and really bad at the linebacker position. They need linebacker help. It was the weakness of that defense. They were okay up front. They were pretty okay in the back half. So we're going to go with the highest-rated linebacker left on the board, and that would be Corey where's the kid? Jared Davis. Not Corey Davis. Jared Davis, the inside linebacker from Florida.
Yeah, and he's okay.
Basically, they need linebacker help.
I like the guy at Vanderbilt better than him.
Okay.
But
I used to have on my board Jared Davis rated higher.
New York football Giants at 23.
Yeah, and this is going to be kind of interesting because left tackle at Alabama is there, and they need a little bit of help. And maybe they can move their left tackle to right tackle and solidify their offensive line. For
bad call there, Jeff. I don't think Cam Robinson's playing
Eli,
left tackle in the Manning. NFL.
So I'm going to put Cam Robinson there.
Wow.
And you're going to – you know, they most people think he's going to be a right tackle in the NFL.
I don't think he will be.
Mm. From T-Town to the Big Apple, Cam Robinson.
Mm. Yeah, I might have to disagree with that one.
The Raiders at number 24. Well, they're – let's see here. Been talking tight ends. Njoku is headed to Oakland.
I like that.
Yeah. Another weapon for
– dang right.
You don't think they're going to try to improve the worst one of the worst defenses in the NFL?
No, I think they're just going to outscore everybody.
Okay.
That's what's going to happen. That's what I think. The Houston Texans at 25, Tony, who you got?
Well,
they
need a quarterback. they tried to get the receiver, Will Fuller, to be opposite DeAndre Hopkins. They got the back out of Miami in free agency. I mean, really, this team needs help at the offensive line. And they need a quarterback. And then defensively, they're down a corner with Boye coming here. So I'm going to say they're going to go offensive line. And I will go with they don't really need Garrett. We're going to go Garrett Bowles. I think they're going to put Garrett Bowles at right tackle.
Out of Utah. Going to the division rival and the champions of the AFC South, Houston Texans. Seattle Seahawks at 26th, Logs.
They've got the issue at corner going on with Richard Sherman. If it were me.
They need offensive line help, man.
They do. But, I mean, who's there that's really that good that's left? I mean, we pretty much taken of all the
– Well, I think you start – right now you're looking at the kid from Temple, Deion Dawkins. You're looking at the kid
– he's not worthy of a first-round selection.
You're looking at the kid in Indiana. I mean, those are the type of kids that are left out there.
If it were me, I'd take Charles Harris from Missouri. He is –
Can never have too many pass rushers.
He's got great first step. He didn't time that well in the 40-yard dash, but you watch him on the film – He's got great first step, and he runs around a lot of people. I mean, when I was watching him, I was going, man, that's kind of like Dwight Freeney used to do. You know, the first couple steps, he's threatened the corner immediately. And I think he's going to be a really good football player, even though he doesn't have, you know, he's only, what, short of 6'3", 6'2", something.
Not big.
Man, he can fly. He can fly off the ball.
Kansas City Chiefs on the clock at 27. I've been on a quarterback run. What quarterback? Who'd you take? You're not even paying attention, Joe. What are you?
Charles Harris.
Yeah, Harris.
He's a
outside linebacker / defensive end out of Missouri.
That's correct.
I mean, good thing the pick is in. Kansas City at 27. How old's the quarterback there, Smith? He's getting up there, right?
Mm-hmm. Same age as Aaron Rodgers.
Getting up there. They might go quarterback here. There's a lot of quarterbacks flying off the board here.
No,
and
the only one left really is the Kaiser.
And that's who's going there. Ooh. Deshaun Kaiser from Notre Dame is headed to Kansas City.
JT is quarterback happy in this draft.
Love it. Dallas Cowboys. How about them at 28, Tony?
I think the Dallas Cowboys are going to be looking defensively. They need to bolster that.
They said they want a war daddy on defense.
Yeah, they need
first round, whatever that means.
Yeah, well, they need some help up front. Either in their front seven. So with that said, you got, you know, the best defensive pass rushers and linebackers are probably off the board for the
McKinley's most. Pretty good though now. The kid from UCLA.
No, yeah.
He's pretty good.
And that's where I'm going with he's a undersized, another one who's Takaris McKinley, undersized defensive end, only 6'2", 250, but he can really rush the passer.
And he can run.
And he great athlete. I think that's where we'll see the Dallas Cowboys go. Someone up front, and I think McKinley would be the best choice at this point.
Okay, Logs, the Green Bay Packers at 29.
Green Bay Packers are going defense. Garion Conley, the other cornerback from Ohio State.
Hadn't heard a lot about him. The other guys kind of outshine him in terms of name value. Right?
Mike Mayock, he put, when you look at Lattimore and then he put Conley 1-2 on his top five guys at the cornerback position, and I have not watched a lot of Conley. I've watched a lot of Lattimore, and he is kind of that lockdown guy. But I look, if he says it, I believe it, because Mike Mayock has usually got some good information.
The Pittsburgh Steelers are on the clock at number 30, and offense is working pretty well up there in Pittsburgh these days, so we're going to go defense. T.J. Watt, outside linebacker, headed to the Steel City. J.J.'s brother.
Yeah, and did you read the comments by J.J. Watt this week? He talked about his brother being, further along than he was at this point. He's trying to pump his brother
up. Of course he's going
to
say that.
I get that. But, I watch T.J., and he is a productive player, but he doesn't wow you with his athleticism, his speed, the way he can, bend his body. But he's productive, give him credit because he's been so productive. But I think JJ's a little carried away with the brotherly love, saying that, he's going to be the next me, kind of what he said.
All right, 31st pick, the Atlanta Falcons, Tony. What do you got?
Well, they want to get a guard. Chester retired. They're starting right guard this year. That offense is pretty good outside. The offensive line was, probably the weakest point of that. Defensively, they would like maybe another pass rusher to go opposite Vic Beasley. What do you have there right now at this point of the draft? Offensive guard, I think they can wait to the second round, because I'm with Jeff. You worry, do you want to draft a Dawkins or the kid from Indiana or one of those guys this high? I think they'll be the same type of quality at the end of the second. So I'm going to go a little bit someone who can play corner, nickel for them, and a special team is going to be a phenomenal special teams player. I think they go with Dory Jackson, the corner from USC, who's rising quickly up the – ran a 4-3. You talked to coaches, best special teams player by far, as far as a returner. And can play nickel, can play your starting corner. Heck, reports are that teams are asking him if he's okay playing some slot receiver as well.
Wow.
Because he did it at SC.
Yeah.
So he's a fabulous pack. Jeff, he was the Pac-12 long jump champion. Just an unbelievable, freakish athlete.
So we'll wrap up the first round, 32nd overall pick, the New Orleans Saints.
Where do they need help? What do you think?
Defense, right?
Defense, right?
Yeah.
Malik McDowell. He doesn't, not real productive, but the guy is athletic. He is kind of a man among boys physically. So I think they probably reach a little bit to get him at the bottom of the first round.
There you have it. In all its glory.
Isn't that great?
The 2017 Jaguars Thursday mock draft.
How many of those will be actually right?
We will not even be close.
The first one will be right, and I think the fourth one will be right.
You think so? Mm-hmm. Fournette.
That's my gut. I just don't know who else they're going to take. I like Jonathan Allen, but do you take Jeff and everyone swayed me. I think Fournette gives you the most heartburn of what you might miss out on if you don't pick him there.
And you're trying to win now.
And unless someone gives him an offer to trade up, if someone maybe wants to grab a quarterback or grab one of those guys, I would trade down immediately because I think you can get some good value. But I still don't know if there's anyone wanting to get up to four.
I don't think so, but, Howard, the tight end from Alabama,
I wouldn't take
him. Would entice me, but it's kind of hard to do that at number four.
Even
Forrest Lamp would entice me
at four.
Yeah,
a guard at four.
I mean, you don't want to do that. But
no offense, Tony.
Token, I mean, if he's going to be
A lot of offensive tackles are taking that high.
Yeah, tackles are, but not. I mean, come on. Birds of a feather.
I mean, the Dallas Cowboys.
Let me ask you a question.
Worked out pretty good for them, right?
Not that high. They didn't take them that high. But I'll go back to in today's world, if you had a chance to pick Larry Allen at number four, would you
do it all day long?
Yeah. Hindsight's 20/20 there, Tony.
The guard in Baltimore. What's his name?
Anyway,
he was not. Yeah. He was not a high pick.
He was like a fifth, sixth, fourth, fifth, something around.
Okay, and he's been.
I'd take him in the first round now too.
Yes. You know, so I mean, you know, when you start saying, okay, do you want to take a guard that high?
They're that good, you do.
You know, if they're good football players, take them.
Our thanks to Joe Fortunato for serving as Pete Rozelle on the board tonight.
I thought he was kind of Vanna White-ish.
I thought he was terrible.
Check out Jack Anania's Audi Jacksonville on Blanding. You can lease a beautiful new A3 from just $229 a month. Head over today for details. We'll look around the National Football League and wrap it up. It's Jaguars Thursday on Jaguars.com and Jaguars Radio.
Welcome back to the HananiaAutos.com studio. Jaguars Thursday continues right now.
And as you just heard, the countdown to Daly's Place opening night is on. 37 days. Where is it? 38. 37.
Earlier you said 37, so we'll stick with that.
Brought to you by the Florida Restaurant and Lodging Association and Visit Florida. Play local, eat local, stay and play.
Well, that might be something you want to know before you actually
That's the debate. Do you count today or not? If you count today, it's 38.
That is a mindless debate.
I agree.
Yeah. No, because you count full day. Tomorrow's a full day.
Now, here's the most important question that I have. Next Thursday night, is there a party going on inside everybody?
Yes, we talked about it earlier. One week from tonight, the draft show, Jaguars.com/2017 draft for free tickets.
All I care about this is there going to be food in our area?
I don't know. Don't look at me.
I was hoping for beer.
Or that too?
Yeah.
It's a Bud Light draft party. So.
Well, but I need food. Last year we had burgers, I think. I'd like, and it was not enough. There was only one. I'd like burgers. I'd like some hors d'oeuvres, some nachos possibly. Supplied there.
All you got to do is point to your name on the wall and get it done, right? I mean, you're going to be sitting right by it.
Jeff would like a keg of Bud Light. Please have that there for us as
that
well.
That would be bad.
Thursday night. Should be fun. 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock start
four
at the
hours,
stadium.
Right?
Are you going to be there?
4 hours?
I'll be there, yeah. I'll be there.
How long are we on the air for?
4 hours.
Then I need. There needs to be food there. Who do I talk to? Who does, Joe?
Joe Fortunato.
Make sure there's food there, please. Some nachos would be good. Jalapeno poppers, maybe.
Nachos.
Okay. Some barbecue. I mean,
yeah,
pizza.
I'm all for a diet, man. I mean, let's not go there.
I am.
But, okay.
But this is work, and I need to be focused, and I'm better focused when I'm eating.
Focused and fed.
Yeah, better. The two Fs.
Let's go around the National Football League. Reuben Foster failed drug test at the combine. A diluted sample, he says.
His explanation actually made sense. It might be a great, you know, kind of full of, you know what, but he said he was sick and had lost weight, and people were saying he needed to gain weight, so he's drinking a lot of fluids because he wasn't feeling good. And
was that before or after he got run out?
And if you drink too many fluids,
sent home.
You're going to get, as before, drink too much water and take a drug test, it's going to come back diluted, and you're going it counts as a failed test. Now, you have to drink a lot of water.
Do you believe him?
No, but okay. It sounds good. I said it was
plausible. Because, I mean, I think there was, I can't remember exactly what it was, but there was a talk about diluted samples, what it would take to actually come up with a diluted sample.
A lot.
I mean, yeah.
He drank a lot of water. He was thirsty.
He got to be, like, under the water cooler for an hour.
Yeah, he's thirsty.
You know.
Dehydrated.
So, and then with the little incident that he had with the hospital worker and he got sent home doesn't help his case out a whole lot. Doesn't make him very believable.
He can play football, though.
Yeah. Oh, he can do that.
Let's stick with the Alabama theme. Bills tackle Cyrus Quanjo found partially clothed and asking the police to shoot him. That's according to Rick Carucci of the Buffalo News.
Good.
A sheriff's deputy found him lying in a field after climbing an electric fence near the scene of an accident. He was not arrested. Taken to a nearby hospital for observation.
Where was this?
Buffalo.
Buffalo. First of all, he climbed an electric fence.
Yeah, which is hard to do.
With not a lot of clothes on. My guess is he's under the influence of something. Mm. It's actually sad. I mean, you hate to see a guy. I mean, that's tough.
That's
hey,
look, the University of Alabama.
Not a banner day for Alabama. Poor Tide, not Roll Tide, poor Tide.
like to have fun in Tuscaloosa. Oh,
man. Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. I think you shot.
I mean, is Tuscaloosa
can you
that,
be a little bit more sensitive to people in the needs?
JP, what is Nick Saban doing in
winning championships?
Paying people.
That's what he's doing.
Well, no, they're actually doing that at Clemson.
That's a good point. Well said, Jeff.
We'll see you guys on the draft show next week. How about that? Jeff Lagerman, Tony Maselli, Hollywood, Max Hockman, Joe Fortunato. I'm JP Shadrick. Thank you for listening and watching. Jaguars Thursday on Jaguars.com and Jaguars Radio.